There are certain questions related to the methotrexate treatment. I'm also going to share the voice note of methotrexate, the mechanism of action, the side effects, and the rest of the questions which may be asked regarding the methotrexate only. We must know that what is the dose given, what is the maximum dose which can be given on the weekly basis, what is the cumulative dose which can be given, that is 4 grams 25 mg is the maximum limit which can be given per week. Then we combine methotrexate with the folic acid. We give methotrexate weekly, and on all the other days of the week we give folic acid, which will help to decrease the myelosuppression, decrease microcytosis seen with methotrexate, and also decrease the nausea and vomiting, and help to increase the tolerance. Then if methotrexate toxicity occurs, we give leucovorin in a dose of 20 mg IV, or even higher doses can be given. Then the last dose of the methotrexate within 4 to 6 hours, and repeat after 6 hours if the renal parameters of abnormal renal parameters are not improving and it is leading to precipitation, then we have to give leucovorin again. So the antidote, we can say, for the methotrexate toxicity is the leucovorin. In case of a renal impairment, whichever drug we are giving, we know that we are going to reduce the dose by half. We need to give adequate hydration, and also alkalinization. The urine should be done with soda bicarb to facilitate its excretion. The percentage of coebnor phenomena in psoriasis is usually 30%. And what is the significance? If coebnor phenomena is present, then it indicates early onset of psoriasis. It is an indicator of increased disease severity and activity, and that is why the presence or absence of coebnor has a prognostic value. The guttate type of the psoriasis is the commonest type of exanthematous type of the psoriasis. There is a 40% risk of conversion of guttate psoriasis into chronic plaque psoriasis. And about 2 to 5% patients of the chronic plaque psoriasis may go to develop the pustular psoriasis. For the pustular psoriasis, the drug of choice is oral retinoids, except in pregnancy, which we usually prefer oral steroids, because we know that it is teratogenic.